إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, alhamdulillah. Today is Yawm al-Arafa here in India, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the blessings of it and to forgive us our sins and to accept our tawbah. One of the things that happens on these days is the WhatsApp messages which float around from everywhere. And nowadays they are coming with all flowery backgrounds and all this, and effectively saying that if I did something or I did not do something to anyone who is living or dead or yet to be born, you may please forgive me. That is the most ridiculous thing that I have ever seen. Please understand, this is not tawbah. This is not tawbah by anybody's description. This is nonsense. This is just laziness and blindly following other people like sheep. Tawbah consists of genuinely being regretful for something which you did, which means that you remember it, and then correcting that where it needs correction, in terms of if it is something concerning the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we sincerely make tawbah and we do not repeat that. If it is concerning people, then we sincerely make tawbah and we go and make amends with those people. Go and apologize to that person. If you took away something from that person, give it back, whatever the case might be. And Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, according to his qawl, he said, also give sadaqah with the intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should forgive you. There's a man came, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was sitting in the masjid when a man came and he started making tawbah. Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah, forgive me. Sayyidina Ali called him and said, what is this? Ya Allah, forgive me. He said, do it like this. This is not tawbah. Simply saying, Ya Allah, forgive me. He said, you first think, what is it you did wrong? And then you go and correct this wrong. If it is something to do with yourself, correct it. Change your life. Bring about change in your life. And if it is something that you transgressed against somebody else, go repair that. Compensate the person. Somebody asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, what if I, by the time I realized what I did, the person to whom I did it, that person is already dead, for example. Or maybe they went away somewhere, you don't know where they are, you can't trace them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make dua for their maghfirat, give sadaqah with the niyat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give the reward to that person. And if it is a material matter where you swallowed somebody's haqq, then give it to the heirs of that person. If you can find the people who inherited their children and so on, give it to them. The father or mother may have died, but the children are there. If you can find them, give it to them. Or give this in sadaqah. So the issue of tawbah, of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us on this day. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no day on which Allah forgives more people and frees more people from the fire than on this particular day. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. But also I remind myself anew, let us get serious with our lives. This kind of, mechanical living, like some toy, you know, chabi take chhoda to gir firte rehta hai. Waise ho gaya hum log. It's like this wind-up toys. You wind it up and leave it, and it goes round and round until it finishes. We have to stop living lives like this. We have to become serious with our lives. And the first thing to do to decide if you are serious with your life or not is to see what you measure. In Six Sigma quality, Six Sigma is a quality system, and it was created by a guy called Michael Harry in Motorola. He said, if you want to see what somebody values, see what they measure. He said, if you want to see what somebody values, see what they measure. I'm sure all of us, we know this term, time is money. People have said it many times, time is money. But if you think about it, time is actually not money, because of two major reasons. Firstly, money is replaceable, time is not replaceable. Time gone is gone, finished. You may regret it, but you can't get it back. Money is replaceable. Money can be lost, can be found again and so on. Second thing is that if we lose money, we are conscious of it, we feel the pain of it, we feel the regret of it, even if it's a small amount of money. It won't kill you. You know, if you drop a 100 rupee note somewhere it'll arey pay 100 rupees chale. It's not that 100 rupees will kill anyone, but you still feel that okay, you know, little bit something is gone somewhere. I used to be able to say this about 5 rupees at one point in time. Now it's, but even if it's 100 rupees, you know, small. But with time, do we feel the regret of time that has passed? Do we feel the pain of the fact that I lost 1 hour? What is the value of that 1 hour? The best way to understand the measurement for time is to imagine this time at the time of death. When Malakul Maut is standing before us, which one day he will do for all of us, without a doubt, if Malakul Maut comes and says, and take whichever applies to whoever, if Malakul Maut comes and says, I will give you now the time that you spent in doing this or that, whatever it was, maybe updating your Facebook status, or you know, maybe browsing the net, or whatever, watching some football match or something, Allah knows best. And please notice, I'm not saying anything about anything haram, all so-called halal things. But my point is that even these things, if Malakul Maut comes and says, I will give you back, right now I'll give you the time that you spent doing this, but you have to pay for it, what will you give? What do you think we will give? I will say, I will give you everything I have. I will also give you everything that Saeed has. I'll give you everything that Babbi has. I'll give you everything which everybody has, but give me this. Even though it is not in my power to give, forget about giving other people's things. It's not even in my power to give my own things. But if I was given this choice, I will say, I will give you whatever you want. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the day of judgment, you will be told that today you will give this whole earth full of gold if you wanted to escape this. But when you were alive, you were not asked for the earth full of gold. Nobody said, pay this to do good deeds. Because we don't have value for this. We say we have value. That's a different issue. The issue of saying something and actually having value for it is too different. That's why I said, if you value something, then you measure it. Michael Hardy said, if you want to see what somebody values, see what they measure. Just to give you, since I began with the issue of Six Sigma, just to let me explain to you what that is. If I tell you that I have a business which is, and I produce things, and my standard is 99% good, 99% good, what will you say? Is it a good product, good product, bad product? Good product, right? 99% is 10,000 mistakes per million. Now imagine you are flying in a plane at 35,000 feet and the engines are 99% good. Yeah? How would you like that? 10,000 mistakes per million. Six Sigma is 3.4 mistakes per million. 10,000 mistakes per million versus 3.4. mistakes per million. And the GE engines or the Rolls-Royce engines on Airbus and Boeing are higher than Six Sigma. That is the meaning of measurement. I remember one Fajr reminder of mine is on this. What is the Sigma of your Salah? So if you think about this and say, what is the Sigma of my Amal? My actions in life, what is the measurement of this? How much time a day do I spend in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much time a day do I spend in introspection and what is happening to my life? If you think it is not necessary, that's fine. I'm just saying, I think it is necessary. Not for you, for myself. I'm just sharing that with you. If you think it's necessary, do it. How much time a day do I spend in reflecting on my own path forward? I'm not even talking about akhirah, in this dunya. How much time do I spend in reading something which is beneficial? I'm not even talking about Quran. Obviously, Quran is beneficial. But if you want to put the Quran reading into the ibadat time, fine, no problem. Something else which is beneficial. How much time do I spend in reading which is beneficial? How much time do I spend in the company of people whose company is beneficial to me and to my children? Today everyone likes to complain about how bad the world is and how bad society is and how children are going here and there. Simple assessment. How much time do you and your children spend in the company of people who can do some good to you? Whose company will be good for you and your children? How much time? Zero. Zero. Not even 1 minute per day. The only time you spend is in useless dawats where no good comes to anybody. I'm not saying haram, I'm not saying the people who are going to the marriage functions and so on are evil. No. Nothing happens. You go there, you eat your food, you go home, khalas. What benefit did you get? Tell me. Apart from eating food you did not need, masalas which you did not need, what else did you get from there? Nothing. Then how will tarbiyat happen? Tell me. If you are not willing to spend time and you are not willing to take your children to spend time, now either you must be at such a fantastic level of wilayat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you don't need anybody else. Wallah, inshallah, if that is the case, alhamdulillah. I'm not saying nobody is like that. But for most of us, I can still remember the time my father had this thing. Wherever he went, he would take me and my brother. And from the time we were little, must have been some 8 years old or something like this. From that time, anywhere he went. And alhamdulillah, he had good friends. He was wise people, good friends. He would take us, he would drag us along. With the relatives, with friends, with elders. Now, we are little kids. We don't know half the conversation at that point in time, what was happening. It didn't register, nothing happened. But today, 40 years, 50 years later, I remember those some things which I heard. But that would not have happened if I didn't go there, you know. And I'm not saying that whenever we went, we thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, those days, since we did not have television and we did not have Facebook and whatnot, we did enjoy some of this. And obviously, you went somewhere, you met new people, so on. But even if we did not, that was not an issue. Whether you enjoyed it, you did not enjoy it, you like it, you don't like it. Children were treated like children. They were not treated like, you know, your slave masters. Today, we have enslaved ourselves to our children. So, you were taken and you went and nobody asked you, do you want to go? Who cares if you want to go or don't want to go? We are going, you go, khalas. But the result of that was that we were exposed to thoughts and to ideas and we were exposed to life histories and we were exposed to stories and we were exposed to, you know, culture, which otherwise we would not have got. So what is the measurement? If I say, what is the measurement of tarbiyat for you and your children? Zero time, absolutely zero time. Then we complain. Society is bad, so on. Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad. Conditions are conditions. It's not as if in my father's time or your father's time, this world was full of awliya Allah. No. In those days also, there were people who did all kinds of things. There were people who did good things and bad things. That this is life. This is the dunya. Question is, what is it that I am doing? What is it that I am prepared to do and willing to do? The reason I am saying it is today, in this Yawm al-Arafah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and doors of His treasures are open, let us ask Allah for this and let us consciously make decisions and to change our lives. Work happens by working, not by talking about work. So let us actually do things, take decisions by which inshallah our lives will change. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His blessings and His bounty. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us and allow us to do this before the time comes when the doors will be closed. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.